Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. It is wonderful to have Lucy Stewart here, and also wonderful to have Susan Bidgood here with Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth. We're going to be finding out what's happening for the month of February, other than the snow. Lucy and Susan are here. Good morning to both of you. Welcome.
Good morning, Jamie.
We've got a very special thing happening for February, especially for donors and if they want to get involved with Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth, Lucy.
Yes, exactly. Thanks, Jamie. For the month of February, we are running a challenge, thanks to our friends at Quadro Communications, who have said they will match up to $25,000 any new or existing monthly donors who increase their gift for the month of February. So
that is generous, and right? And hats off to Quadro for doing that. That's fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. They were early donors to the Capital campaign and named a wing in the building as a result of their generous gift. So yeah, it's wonderful that they came back to us and said, we want to continue supporting Rotary Hospice.
For sure. And just before getting on, Lucy, you were mentioning that you and Susan, of course, with Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth, have something in common in terms of donations, if you will.
We do. We are both monthly donors. We both believe in the hospice. And, I mean, Susan will talk to her reason for why she gives. But for me, it's that piece that I can give a small amount every month, but over the year, it adds up to a good amount that maybe I wouldn't be able to find around Christmas time when I'm busy buying gifts for friends and kids and family.
Yeah, exactly.
So for me, it made sense just to set up a monthly gift.
Perfect. And you can do that. Now, Susan, what are some of your reasons for, well, you're volunteering, of course, with Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth, but your reasons for donating?
Yeah, I'm one of about 150 volunteers at hospice. Monthly donations are easy for me. I don't notice it coming out of my bank account. I also think I can give a little more over the year than if hospice was to approach me and ask for a large sum of
lump sum, if you will, yeah.
They do all the work. It's as easy as anything. I have nothing to do. At the end of the year, I get a tax receipt. And mine's not a big gift, but by the end of the year, I've been able to pay for one day of a residence room.
Wow.
So it makes it easy. And the other thing as well is it's easier for the hospice. They have that consistent funding coming in.
Mm-hmm.
They know that money's coming and they can plan accordingly instead of using their resources to go out and get funds and maybe hope that larger gift comes in.
Yeah.
So we both win, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And volunteering at the Rotary Hospice Stratford Perth, what's that like for you?
It's strange, but when I walk through the hospice doors, it's like I'm home. It's peaceful. It's tranquil. You might smell some muffins cooking in the kitchen. There may be somebody playing the piano in the lobby. And that's the whole idea of hospice. Residents are coming home.
Yeah, that's what it's all about right there.
Absolutely.
And thank you for volunteering, and thank you for your time, because that makes a difference. Yeah. Lucy, this is what it's all about right here. It's sharing the love this February. So again, if you're thinking of making a donation, this is the month to do so.
Yes, exactly. I mean, I don't think, Susan's a great spokesperson for this. She said it all.
Yeah.
And I think, the other piece that we can add is the reason that we're looking to grow our monthly donors and, that you and I have chat over the years with our different fundraising events is there's no cost for somebody to stay at the hospice. Ministry of Health funding covers approximately 50% of our annual operating costs. The other 50% is just over $1 million that we need to raise annually from this community.
Yeah.
So every gift matters. I mean, Susan said she doesn't give a lot. It all has an impact. It doesn't matter what the amount is. If it's $10 a month, that adds up, and this month it gets doubled.
Yeah.
So how fabulous is that?
It is, yeah. It makes a difference.
Yeah.
It all makes a difference,
yeah,
for sure.
It all adds up. So I think that's, two things to remember is there is no cost for somebody to be at the hospice. And if you're caring for somebody at home or you just want to know more about the hospice, reach out to us.
Mm-hmm.
Call and ask about the admission process. Like, learn about the hospice. It's here for the community.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's funded, graciously by our community.
That's what it's all about right there. So again, if you make a donation to this month in terms of the monthly giving community, share the love this February. Have your gift doubled thanks to the good folks at Quadro. Again, rotaryhospice.ca/monthly-giving is the website for details on that.
Exactly.
And great events have been happening. With the snow on the ground, I think we can still talk about the amazing event that was the Dickens Christmas Carol reading and music. It seems like so long ago, but winter continues. What an absolutely amazing event that was in December at Avondale Church. Incredible night.
Yes, right. And that, I think that raised about $25,000 for us. So again, it all adds up. And you did a fabulous job.
Well, the whole cast did a fabulous job, I tell you, with Peter Mansbridge there too. Oh my goodness. And Judy Madryn and all the fine folks there. That was such a wonderful evening. And looking ahead, of course, we have Hike for Hospice when we think of maybe warmer, nicer weather.
June 22nd.
You'll bring it on.
There, right? Yeah,
absolutely. June 22nd, I'll be...
Better be green grass.
I hope so. Crossing our fingers. So that's coming up. Anything else on the go that folks need to know, or just, this is February, make a donation and help out.
Make a donation, help out. We are planning, our social workers working on some workshops starting in April. April is Advanced Care Planning Month. So watch for more information about that.
Yep.
Some you know, sessions open to the community for
okay.
no cost.
Very good. And Susan, any final thoughts? Thank you so much for being here. Any final thoughts, Susan?
I just think something about hospice that maybe the community doesn't know is we take care of the resident, but we also take care of the resident's family. So when they come through the doors, they can go on that journey with their loved one, and everything is taken care of for them. So so that, I think that is important.
Absolutely. Thanks for sharing that. So appreciate that. Lucy Stewart and Susan Bidgood. Lucy, anything else, or just get those donations in?
Get the donations in.
That's right. Because you can double your impact this month thanks to Quadro. Again, rotaryhospice.ca is the website. Lucy Stewart and Susan Bidgood, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Jamie.